They lost their job. They are on unemployment and they have they're looking for a job, but they don't see too many prospects like right around the corner, and they don't have enough money to cover their debt flow. So their
Okay.
question to you, they asked me to ask you, was what should they do? Should they try to get a forced short sale? Should they go to bankruptcy and just start fresh? And what would be the ramifications?
Well, this is the thing. When it comes to making a financial decision like that, they need to take everything into account. So you have to look at the whole picture. If they have one home that they own, it's their primary
They own one
residence,
home.
and they can afford to pay their mortgage payment, but they can't afford to pay their credit card bills. If they were to go to bankruptcy, they may very well be able to and exclude their property.
Can you do that,
Yes,
Tracy? So in
you
other words, wait
can.
a second. If I can, I can keep my, see, I mean, like people are under the impression, if I go bankrupt, is there a possibility that you could help, that they could keep their primary
Yes, there's a
residence?
great possibility. If they had
Oh.
three investment properties, no. But if they have one property that is their primary residence, it can be excluded from the bankruptcy. Now, the bankruptcy attorney would look at the whole picture. But let's say somebody comes to me and they tell me that they want to review their options. Their credit is impeccable. Their kids are going to go to college in the next 2 years. And they're trying to make a decision on whether to do a short sale or a foreclosure or a bankruptcy. I may give them different advice based on their goal in 2 years, as opposed to somebody who came to me who had terrible credit scores. They were thinking about going into bankruptcy. So if they weren't looking to do anything with financing in the next couple of years and it wasn't a priority, they might have a different reason to make a different choice. Do you understand?
Got it.
So
Well,
it's.
let me ask you something. When somebody's in that kind of dilemma, they could go to someone like you, a credit coach,
Yes, what
or they
happens.
go to an attorney like you, Jerry? Would they go to, I
Yeah,
mean,
I mean, I would certainly refer them to an attorney
like
that
a,
specializes in credit and bankruptcy because he's a
or
real
someone like
specialty.
Tracy who deals with people who now
Absolutely.
get
I'm
stuck with
on
their
the
credit.
phone a lot with financial planners, CPAs, and their clients who are trying to make a decision about what to do. Usually, what happens is they'll get the finance end of it and the credit end of it, and then they'll go and they'll research their options like bankruptcy, debt consolidation, debt settlement. Once they talk to those two professionals, then they get a sense of what the best option is. Then they go and research it directly.
Gotcha. So what would you say? So, and in other words, it depends on the individual.
Yeah, from what you're telling me, this person should definitely look into talking to a bankruptcy attorney. I would speak to them first and just get a little idea
Now,
of.
in bankruptcies, is it 10 years that your credit is?
It stays on your credit for 10 years. You can get a mortgage after four, right?
Correct.
After 4 years from a bankruptcy, and you could get credit after a year or two. Actually, right away, you can get credit cards, but they're secured. And we can work on improving your credit after about a year. So you can have excellent credit scores 3, 4 years after bankruptcy. It's not the
Okay,
kiss of
because
death.
if you Google, sometimes it says 10 years.
It's 10 years on your credit report. That doesn't mean your credit score is going to be low for 10 years. It just means the public record showing that you went to bankruptcy is going to be on your credit report for 10 years. That's it. It doesn't, you could
Oh.
have a 740 credit score with a bankruptcy on your credit report 5 years later.
Right. And we see those on a regular basis. People who've had challenges in their lives come back in, they've established their credit, they've gotten their scores back up, and they come in and become homeowners.
It's a
Well,
misconception
you
what
see, yeah, when you
bankruptcies
read it, you might
do.
interpret it wrong. And it also says it's bad for you on a job thing. In other words,
It depends.
Can
says, like, if I'm looking at an employee, does it say bad? Does the employee finds out that you're
And
bankrupt?
some employers do run credit checks, and sometimes they can make a decision
Employment
based on.
credit is different, though, than regular credit. And
What's
in that
employment? Oh, so.
situation, if you're going to apply for a bank teller position or you're going to be getting a Series
Well, if you're
6 or.
managing money, you might think twice to get a job like that because
And
it's hard.
bankruptcy is a matter of public record. I mean, you don't even have to, you can
Right.
just Google it and you'll find somebody who's gone
If you
bankrupt.
were going to be a mortgage loan officer and you had a bankruptcy, that could be a problem with getting licensing. So it depends on the kind of
Profession you're in.
career
Yeah.
you're in.
Yeah.
lawyers have to report it to the Bar Association.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, for people are sensitive when you're working with money if you can't manage your own affairs. But, look, bankruptcy is in the Constitution. It was an important part of the founding fathers believed that people ought to have the right to have a fresh start.
Right.
And for some people, it's really the only option. It's not for everybody, like anything we talk about here on the show, but for some people, it really is the right option. It gives them a way to start over.
And for many, it's a better option. Like, so many people don't realize how much it could help them.
Yeah.
And how it makes the most sense for them to do it. They wind up spending more money on things that they really needed to keep the money for themselves and having stress over years and years when they should have gone to bankruptcy.
I had a couple, Dottie.